as compass arrows pointing in a direction, but their specificity I would take with a grain of salt. I think that the big message is, that we're at a bit of an inflection point where values are undermined, and we have to start thinking about the possibility that real estate values will decline. My book focuses a lot on where people might move to and the parts of the country that are threatened, which is to overgeneralize, in the West and the South and the Sun Belt, and where people might move to, which is, again, to overgeneralize, is, the Great Lakes and the northern part of the country. And so no place is
Very
safe from
cold.
climate change. Very cold, but getting warmer. No place is safe from climate change, but it's all relative. And I think the risk is relatively less in those potential destination places.
Is this a worldwide phenomenon?
Yeah, I mean, climate change is a global phenomenon, and
Well, I
in
meant
terms
the
of,
effect on home ownership.
well, I don't know that every part of the world uses home ownership the way Americans do to save assets, and certainly isn't priced the same way. I see the climate migration phenomenon as a global phenomenon. There will be incredible pressure from the mid latitudes and the equatorial parts of the globe, towards the north in particular. And that'll have a lot of different effects depending on, what country you're in. For the United States, it means there's going to be migration pressures on our borders from outside the country. And then, that movement in the country northward. It is clear globally that climate change is going to change asset values and deeply undermine economies, no matter what country or what economy or what industry you're looking at. But I don't know if we can say that about, real estate in particular around the world.
That was ProPublica reporter Abram Lustgarten speaking with KBOO contributor David Rosenberg about climate change and its potential to upend the American dream. You've been listening to KBOO News In Depth. I'm Althea Billings. Thanks for being with us.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
What does the average KBOO listener think of self-help radio?
This is so hard and complicated.
I have no idea what it is.
What's this old-time music?
I feel so proud of myself.
It seems kind of worthless.
Why does it have to make so much noise?
It feels very hipster.
That's the worst thing.
Look at how humanity has used their intellect.
Self-help radio, a different theme explored with music and talk every week. Tuesdays, midnight to 3 a.m. on KBOO Portland.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, comedy, Super Indian, and much more. As always, we're hoping that you're staying safe out there as we enter in this new year. Stay safe, wash your hands, and enjoy.
Now that your big eyes are finally opened, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The longhouses breed superstition. You force us to send our toddlers away to your schools where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books
is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth, and where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kinzo mud, and a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Hear how the bargain was made for the West with her shivering children in 0 degrees. Blankets for your land, so the treaties attest. Oh, well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed. And the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease dying soldiers that day. And the tribes were wiped out and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From the Grand Canyon's caverns to Craven's sad hills, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. From Los Angeles County to upstate New York, the white nation fattens while others grow lean. Oh, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens our lifeblood shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, Bill of Sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you brought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy, pitying the blindness that you've never seen, that the eagles of war whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows. Pushed the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
survivors, tradition, dreams that I've been chasing, ambition, breaking my
I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and splitting the politic and on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. It causes me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You'll pay, you lay it down and spray the times with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear me though. We keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking wood.
Gathered by the just got the room to the chat machine. Jimmy said, I know where that's at. Then drove for a couple of miles, and all of a sudden a hitchhiker pulled a 45 from under his rock and told Chili to stop and get out of the truck. Chili agreed, but as soon as the truck stopped, the hitchhiker shot Chili in the right arm, nearly tearing it off. Then the hitchhiker threw Chili out of the truck and drove, and let Chili lead to death on the road.
Welcome to history. Prayers up to the one called the Grave Mystery. I wrote this in the rainstorm till the thunder came for all my people to stay strong in the Hunger Games and use my sensories to open irises with 2020 vision. Coronavirus, this is the world we living in, but we ain't giving in. Gotta break free from society's conditioning. Some of us panic and some of us stay cool. Some promote truth, yo, and some promote fake news. We gotta stay tuned to the bad schemes. They got a patent on the virus and the vaccines, yo. It's like a bad dream. I hope you kids get this. All of you sicknesses are big business. Call it conspiracy or call it common sense. Whether you believe in prophecy or you on the fence, behold a pair of horse. Now you vaccinated, you can trust the government. Yeah, just ask a native. Has God forsaken our souls? My occupation is stopping hating this population control. Yo, I do my part with my art until I fade away. The revolution starts in your heart, and today's the day. I think it's safe to say we living in revelations. The United States of America's a reservation. I pray to the four directions and I start in the east. We in the era of the mark of the beast. Radio frequency ID chips, yeah, yo, I see the bright eclipse. Radio frequency ID chips, I see the bright eclipse, yeah, come on.
Super Indian.
Super Indian, the sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Doji picked that station.
Superintendent, how do you know Doji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Doji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Doji loves you.
We got any more moose turkey?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes. And they're super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me. Hey, quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bax is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Res Rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Doji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, Doji. The Res Rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake. Bad car.
Ow.
Super Indian hurt his head. A strong smell will wake him up. I need something stinky.
Yep, yep.
Doji, I can't understand you. No tainted cheese. No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thunder Maker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Doji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Doji?
Mega Bear.
Doji!
Mega Bear!
Doji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Doji! Wow, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
For the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the Res Dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot. Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Doji, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, great Deloria's ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Doji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now.
The cliff above! Oh, it's giving way!
Mega Bear, I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear Dog?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That Thunderbolt was the ultimate Dog smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech.
Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Te pau o te tangata
тоте тамата, тото хефенуа. Помурине, хераноци. Хемека мека, кора. Факара.
I'm ready.
Ready, Carl.
Trouble, but never tremble. Rekindle the seven council fires. Keep preserve the flame.
straight. Hair like the land and it grow at length. Well, peace, so yeah, they cut our grandparents' brains. Took them to that boarding school where our grandparents stayed. Cut them off from the ways that their grandparents prayed. They're trying to build these timelines over my grandparents' grave. There ain't no stopping this red light from blinding us. Ain't no stopping these problems from finding us. It's like I run with nowhere to go. My nation is a rosebud with nowhere to grow.
My people come from the land.
On the track, why won't pet pots, but your racks in the back when the mob heads off to the team. We are not
only apathetic. We are fully energetic, wholly interconnected. Kinetic, you set it prophetic like a cessna set it. Flip poetic with all genetics. Your brothers and sisters, let's get it. A better world for me youth, elders, animals. Wider than land is where we headed, ayy.
It's where we headed, yo. It's where we headed, ayy.
Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers. Reincarnated energies, respectively, turn earth dwellers. We about them past lives, with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes. And everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yap Dakota. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter. that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Bodinkin. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night as the koki sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. And it's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. And it's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, online events, and more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we hope you're staying safe out there. It's been a rough year, and as we move into 2021, we are hoping to see a brighter tomorrow. Just want to send love to everybody who is struggling right now. I know it's a difficult time. We hope that our music and comedy and things that we bring to the show each week help brighten your day just a little bit more. And bring maybe a piece of home back to you wherever you are. Again, if there's any songs or things you would like to hear, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. We'll try and see if we can get a few of those on the show. Stay safe out there, everybody. We wish you all so well. Please wash your hands, wear a mask, and as always, we'll see you next week, Indian Country.